Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Free Odyssey app.
Lieutenant Chris McMullen, who, yes, is a real cop here in Philly, who now is a host of Oxygen. This is incredible. First of all, congratulations, Chris, for getting this series. I know that you're psyched about it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, you know, obviously the number one situation when we think about Philadelphia, we think about the unsolved crimes that I know haunt every detective. You know, still to this day, there are detectives in Philadelphia and the region that I'll talk to, and they still are haunted by that one that got away that is still unsolved. And so it's an ongoing case. Take us through what we can expect of, you know, this new series, Philly Homicide.
Well, this show is going to profile cases from the city and also the suburbs of the city. Mm-hmm. So you're going to see Bucks County, Montgomery County, Delaware County. You know, in true Philly spirit, it's authentic, it's raw. I mean, when these detectives are interviewed, nobody's telling them what to say. They are, everything you hear them say is what they wanted to say. It's based upon their experiences and what they felt at the time. It's very organic. And the same with, you know, some of the episodes have friends and families of the victims, and it's allowing them an opportunity to have a platform to speak about, you know, their loved one that was taken too soon, you know, and you know, how much they love that person and what kind of a person he or she was. And it's just going to show how hard these detectives worked to solve these cases. You know, justice doesn't always come easy. And you'll see that, you know, a lot of these detectives started to take these cases real personally. You know, one of the cases, retired Detective Chuck Boyle from Philadelphia, you know, they were looking for a guy that was going around, you know, randomly killing people. And, you know, he said it at the time. He said, listen, I have two daughters. Nobody wanted this guy caught more than I did. You know, and, you know, he meant that, you know, and it's a pretty compelling show. I think it's a pretty solid show. I think we've done a good job of keeping true to the vision that we had, that we just, you know, we wanted to honor the victims and show how hard the people in law enforcement work to bring justice and to bring the offenders off the street.
And with some of these, you get into talking about, you know, the updated technology, DNA technology, all of that, and how that might actually help, you know, solve these crimes moving forward.
Yeah, I know. There's off the top of my head, I think, you know, one of the cases, DNA played a huge role in identifying the offender. Absolutely.
And so what's the, are some of them, and I'm just trying to think, has been, say, I know you work with Bensalem Township Police Department. What are some of the cases that we may remember? Or can't you say?
No, the very first episode is actually out of Chester, in Delaware County. Then actually from Bensalem, there's two cases from Bensalem. One, I think it was in 2020. It was where Dr. Jim Soa, he was a chiropractor, and he was found murdered in his home, which was also his office.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of our episodes. Another one from Bensalem, which was an older case from 2004, which I was very much involved in that case. A victim named Christian Rojas, who was found murdered in his apartment.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one from Bucks County, where a woman was killed in a church. There's one from Abington, one from East Norriton. There's three from Philadelphia. Yeah, there's three from the city.
You know, and
we kind of.
So I'm sorry, Chris.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we had a little bad connection there for just a second. You know, I think for so many reasons, it's important for people to understand. First of all, a lot of people may remember a lot of these higher profile cases, but also that they're not forgotten, that these cases remain open. And especially when it's a murder case, there's no limitation to it, right? It could be decades later, whatever. So this is, you know.
There's no statute of limitation on a murder case, no.
What do you love about doing this? Is it the camaraderie while interviewing other cops? Take me through what you love about it.
About Philly Homicide, I just love that we're able to show how hard, I think we have great detectives and law enforcement in the Philadelphia area, and we're getting to show, you know, the world how hard they work and how professional they are.
Yeah, and, I mean, for this, I will tell you that I think that for right now, after the defund the police movement and all of that, you know, with the pandemic, and we now need to hire cops,
yeah.
I hope that something like this attracts more law enforcement to see the, you know, the gratification that you get out of the job, the feel-good part of it.
Yeah, I do too, and other people have said that to me, and I would love nothing more than for, you know, some younger people that are still trying to, you know, figure out a career path, if they were to watch our show and say, you know what, I want to go in that direction, you know, because, you know, one thing I always, you know, whenever I had a case, whether it was a homicide case or any other type of case, you know, mm-hmm. At the end of the day, you know, you wanted to bring resolution. I wanted to make a positive difference in that person's life or the life of their family. And, you know, that's what it's about, doing good where something terrible has happened. I mean, obviously, you know, we can never bring a victim back, and we wish we could. We wish it never happened. But, you know, the best we can do is bring justice and stop that offender from doing it again.
Yeah. What's it like for you to make this switch? I mean, as a long time, you know, homicide detective in law enforcement, and now to be a show host on Oxygen True Crime. I mean, what's that like for you, Chris, as you've made this career transition?
It's all kind of surreal. I mean, I really still having a hard time, you know, sitting here doing an interview with you. It's like, you know, I know the show's coming on, you know, and I think it's less than 2 weeks now. I'm like, wow, this is really happening, you know. it's fine. I mean, I'm lucky. I'm very grateful. I'm very mm-hmm. lucky. I mean, out of everybody in the world, I'm getting to host this show. So, you know, it's an honor.
Well, it's an honor to have you here. I hope you come back. Lieutenant Chris McMullen, really appreciate you coming on today.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.